This is the activation of the emergency broadcast system.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. It's fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck
ain't nobody
Donald
else
Trump.
Gonna speak up.
Yeah,
we gonna speak
fuck
up.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
I got a question. How'd he make it this far? How the fuck did it begin? A Trump rally sounds like Hitler in Berlin or KKK shit. Now I'm going in. I'm just saying what's real. Don't give a fuck who I've been. Cause it's gotta be said. It's gotta be said. It's off the top like the toupee on Donald Trump's head. This man's not peaceful. Racism's evil. This man hates Muslims. That's a billion fucking people. If truth be told, Donald is a terrorist. Reasons why the world's got a problem with Americans. The fuck is going on? People just passed. A mass murder happened. You said thanks for the congrats. Try and get your votes up. You don't got class. Orlando was a tragedy. You react fast and it made it about you. The Bush campaign is
gonna let that roll a little bit.
He wins this damn thing. Fuck
Donald Trump.
If he's next up, take a day.
So what's going on, fam? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Elite Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. And as everyone knows, Donald Trump won the presidency of the United States. So we're going to get deep into that. We're going to take some calls. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Also got to say, today's show is brought to you by a brand new single. Hold on, I got to play my man's single. Today's show is brought to you by a brand new single by the artist Phoenix, a song called Instagram Dimes. My man name is Artist Phoenix. I'm waiting on this thing to load up. And his single is called Instagram Dimes. And I'm trying to wait on this thing to load up right now. Having some technical difficulties, but I'm going to try it one more time while we're live on the air. And hopefully I can get this thing to play. If not, I'm going to play my fuck Donald Trump again, but let me try. I'm gonna bump this. I tried to get my man's thing. It's on SoundCloud. I want y'all to go to SoundCloud to check out my dude's single called Instagram Dimes. And I'm having some technical difficulty. I cannot play the brother's song. I'm gonna try to play it later on in the show. But what I will do, let me take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Learn how to end the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. You can learn how to create disposable income and you can free up your time by going to OurBlackBusiness.com. You can go to OurBlackBusiness.com and sign up for free. They will give you tips and strategies on how to create a successful online business in your spare time. All the information is free of charge, so you gotta go right now to OurBlackBusiness.com and sign up today. Hey, what's up, fam? If you want to get some very educational books for your children, you need to check out the website royallymelanated.com. This website has a lot of great children's books for melanated children out there. You can get books like A Birthday Surprise for George Washington, other books like No Time for Excuses, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Rich, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Smart, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Healthy. Another book they have called Melanin Heroes, which is a coloring book. They have another book called Positions of Power, and so many, many, many more great books. Go to royallymelanated.com. Again, that's royallymelanated.com. What's up, man? Everybody needs to visit legendarymix.com right now. If you are a rapper, you're a singer, you're a music producer, you should be in agreement that legendarymix.com is the number one internet online music and mastering service. Take advantage of their low price, high quality mix downs with professional mastering while prices are still low. If you know somebody who makes music, you should be telling them about legendarymix.com. These guys are consistent, they deliver top quality results, and they have fast turnaround times. For 10% off on your first order, all you have to do is subscribe to LegendaryMix.com and mention Tariq Radio and you will save. Call or text 646-347-565-5892 or email legendarymix1@gmail.com. Grow your business with a website designed to get results. Blackline Web Design has custom online solutions at a very affordable price. Satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Go to blacklinewebdesign.com or give them a call right now at 470-363-5519. They are creative, they are reliable, and they are black-owned. That is blacklinewebdesign.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am back, and shout out to all the people that's trying to listen live to the show. The internet connection keeps going in and out. To all my people trying to listen live, so there are some technical difficulties as far as that. Right when I go on live, we get the technical difficulties, but I'm still going to chop up some good game for the family. Everybody, don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you do not have the Hidden Colors series, Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4, you can get that now at HiddenColorsFilm.com. And also, you guys can check out some of my lectures at TariqRadio.com. And also, don't forget to check out IZMRadio.com. Yesterday, we did Ism Radio. We had an interview with actor Romney Malco. Very good interview, and that's on YouTube right now. You can go to my Tariq Live page and check that out. Check out the visuals. We filmed it because I know a lot of people like watching the live broadcast. So if you go to my Tariq Live YouTube page, you can find that. And I think we're back online on Mixer. And let me see if we're back online on Ustream. So yeah, we're back online on Ustream. So what's up, family? The phone number is 818-850-5404. And y'all forgive me if the line goes out again. My bad. Now we got somebody calling. Let me get a call real quick while the internet is working. What's up, family? Who's calling?
Oh my God, I got this. Hi, my name is Tamara. I'm calling from Indianapolis.
You calling from Indianapolis? Uh-oh. Did I lose her? Hello? Uh-oh. I think I lost her. Oh, shit. Okay, she's still talking. I'm going to have her call back. Hopefully the phone lines aren't janky. But there's a lot of stuff we want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about the Trump victory. For those who don't know, Donald Trump won the presidency. Well, if you're living under a rock, you don't know this. So we want to talk about that. I want to get some of the people to chime in too. Let me see if this sister's back. Hello? Hello? Let me try this. Hello? Hello? Okay. I should have done the show at the studio, because I don't know what's going on. The phone lines, the internet is going in and out, and I want to chop up some game with the family, because there's a lot I want to talk about as far as the Donald Trump thing, as far as the Donald Trump presidency. Now, you guys are going to be able to hear the playback great, because we're recording this, but it's just the live stream keeps going in and out. I really wanted to talk to y'all, but I'm going to push through. We're going to make it happen. But for those who don't know, Donald Trump won the presidency. A lot of people were surprised. A lot of people thought that Hillary was going to win. A lot of people are upset. A lot of people are sad. A lot of people are confused. A lot of people are angry. So there's a lot of emotions going on right now all over the country. People don't know how to react. But one thing you got to do, family, is black folks, we just have to accept the truth. We got to accept reality. And the truth and reality is, family, we got a lot of white supremacists in this country. I think a lot of black folks are upset because they don't really want to, they don't want to accept that fact. A lot of black people, we've been used to lying to ourselves, being lied to. And black folks, we don't mind lies. As long as the lie feels good, the lie pacifies us. And for a long time, we were lied to, and then we lied to ourselves, knowing deep down the truth. But we lied to ourselves, saying that we were in a post-racial society and racism was a thing of the past. And now, hundreds of millions, not just tens of millions, but hundreds of millions of white supremacists have shown you otherwise. They're letting you know that we are living in a system of complete dominance, white supremacy. And let me tell you something. When Trump started running, I was one of the people who didn't believe that Trump would win. I was adamant about Trump not winning because I said at the time that the powers that be, they're not going to allow Trump to win, the powers that be. So I was wrong and right at the same time. I was wrong in believing that Trump couldn't pull it off. He did pull it off. But there were two things that he did that I underestimated, that I didn't see. Now, I was correct in saying that the establishment would not let Donald Trump win the presidency. Because the powers that be, they did everything they could to thwart Donald Trump. They did everything they could to stop him, even the Republicans. They went out of their way to stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency. The media, they tried their thing at the last minute. It was too little, too late. The media tried to do what they did. They tried to stop him. But it was too late because Trump did a couple of things. Well, a couple of things happened. Well, one thing that helped Trump were those Russian hacks. Those WikiLeaks hacks that was done by the Russians. Nobody expected that, and that gave Trump a leg up. That was one thing. And that really sabotaged Hillary, putting all those WikiLeaks out. That really, really sabotaged her and gave a lot of the other white supremacists justification to turn against Hillary. But the thing is with Trump, Trump did something that really no other president has done in a campaign. Trump went full white supremacy. When you look at history, no other president really went full white supremacy. Trump went full white supremacy. Even back in slavery, the people running for president, they had a little decorum about running and touching on race. Now, Thomas Jefferson, you know, he was a big-time white supremacist, but a lot of his white supremacist views came after he was elected. Then he started writing books like The Letters from the State of Virginia, breaking down white supremacy and how much of a white supremacist he was. But really, no other president ever in the history of the United States ran on the platform of white supremacy and won. So Trump openly courted these white supremacist groups. That's why every white supremacist organization supported Trump. All the white supremacist organizations supported Trump. Let me see if I can get this call one more time, because that sister seemed like she had something deep to say. Hello? Still not working. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, there you go. Can you hear me? I don't know if it was my line or her shit is janky. I'm going to try one more call. One more call. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? It's not working, family. All right, let me just, I'm just going to flow. But anyway, like I said, man, I didn't believe that the powers that be would let Trump win, but Trump, he went full white supremacy and went directly to the white supremacist. He got real bold, and the bolder he got, the more supporters he got. He kept sending out these white supremacist code words, and the more of his racism that was revealed, he garnered more support. Because he talked to the silent majority, which means all the closeted white supremacists. A lot of these closeted white supremacists, they're tired of having to talk in code. They're tired of having to hide their racism. They're tired of it. And Trump spoke to that. Trump said, hey, come on out of the closet. Take the hood off. Be who you are. This is a nation for white people. Be proud of that. And Dr. Welsing, Dr. Frances Kress Welsing, she broke this down. Let me see if I can play a clip of Dr. Frances Kress Welsing. Right before the sister died, right before she transitioned, she touched on this. I hope this plays. But this is Dr. Welsing talking about Trump is going to win. This is in 2015.
See, every single thing that we are concerned about, every single thing when you turn on the TV tomorrow morning that they will talk about, will all be related to racism, white supremacy as a system. Okay, Donald Trump. I say meet your next president. See, all kind of people from the time he started talking. Oh, he's crazy. Oh, he's this. Oh, he won't. Oh, the American people won't accept some. Donald Trump has pulled the hood off of, the sheet off of, the cover off of the system of racism, white supremacy. See, he pulled it off. And he's talking with more clarity than anybody else who all the other candidates quietly are thinking about racism, but they're not talking overtly about it. But Donald Trump is talking. So like I said, Donald Trump's Trump card is the race card in the system of racism, white supremacy. The New York Times editorial today, the Trump effect. See, this is what I'm doing with my money, buying newspapers like Dick Gregory. The Trump effect and how it spreads. It says we are on the brink, under Trump, on the brink of fascism. New York Times, all the news that's fit to print, editorial 12/10/2015. I say fascism is end-stage white supremacy.
Boom. Fascism is end-stage white supremacy, and that's all it is. Watch out for all these isms. When they talk about capitalism, socialism, Marxism, fascism, all of these isms are just different forms of white supremacy. And the sister broke it down. So Trump won. All of the millions of white supremacists were out there at these polls. Some of them were armed. There was one poll out there in Ypsilanti, Michigan. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I can never pronounce those cities right. But there was some white supremacist female out getting into an argument, calling somebody a nigger. Oh, it's been crazy. And since Trump won, David Duke, the Klan members, they're celebrating. He's on Twitter just doing cartwheels. There were some white supremacists out in North Carolina on a bridge waving these flags, these don't tread on me flags and these Confederate flags and American flags. So white supremacists are in the streets celebrating. In Alabama, the Klan were throwing pamphlets all in people's neighborhoods celebrating. This is down in Alabama. All over the country, the white supremacists are in celebration. They are celebrating. And what's interesting, a lot of those early polls, those before the election, a lot of people were talking about these white people saying they were going to vote for Hillary. They don't know who they're going to vote for and all that. And all the television pundits, they got it wrong, because during election day, all these white people went out there and voted for Trump. Trump got an overwhelming number of white people to vote for him. And what they were saying in some of the news media, they were like, well, a lot of people didn't want to admit that they were going to vote for Trump because of the stigma. They know that a Trump vote is a vote for white supremacy. They know that, so they don't want to say it, but they know what it is. They were lying. They stayed on code. And that's how white supremacy works, family. Not post-racial, all that intersectionality bullshit. People were thinking that Trump's anti-woman bullshit was going to stop white women from aligning themselves with white supremacy. Absolutely not. They don't care about a president. This is the president who has openly talked about grabbing pussy. And millions and millions and millions of white supremacists said, yes, we don't care. That's who we want. This is the president. We have a first lady of the United States, Melania Trump. And there's pictures of her pussy, asshole, and titties all over the internet. That's who we have as a first lady. We got a pussy grabber and a pussy popper. That's what we've sunk to. This country has sunk into degeneracy. That's the beginning of the fall of Rome. The fall of Rome began when you had people like Caligula getting in office, and he was a freak. Fucking men, women, horses. When your society begins to normalize degeneracy, that's a problem. And the thing is, a lot of these white liberals, they're acting all upset. They're crying. Oh, the tears were flowing last night. They were crying. They were boo-hooing. And I say, save your tears, because some of these white liberals, quote-unquote liberals, they help empower Trump's racist base. See, all the fake liberals in the media who's complaining now that we got Trump, they're partially to blame, because when these white supremacists were slaughtering us for the last 8 years, it was you, liberal media, that demonized black victims of white supremacist violence. You, liberal media, sat up here and blame the victims. You blame Eric Garner. You blame Tamir Rice. You blame Trayvon Martin. You demonize black children, black men, black women who were victims of these crazed, demonic white supremacists. You sat up here and protected these white supremacists, thinking, well, if we throw the niggers under the bus, we'll get a pass. See, that's not how it works. See, a lot of people are shook now because they know in the system of white supremacy, evil cannot be contained. I've talked about this before. You can't contain evil. These evil racists they're going to start targeting all of these other groups now, and these people out here know it. That's why people in the streets right now, out in New York, in Columbus Square, there's protests out there right now. In New York, Columbus Circle, right now as we speak. I know down in Oakland, there's a lot of white people in the streets, low-key rioting last night. There's white people rioting and pushing back, the liberal white people. Because, see, the thing is, they know how it is dealing with these Anglo white supremacists. See, you got a lot of honorary white supremacists out here, but now these Anglo white supremacists, it's going to be a civil war within white society for people who ain't white enough. Just like Nazi Germany. See, the white supremacists got in power, and they were already in power for a long time in Germany, because the Germans went over there to Namibia, over in Africa, and started slaughtering Namibians, and all the white people in Germany were like, hey, that's them, not us. But once those white supremacists were allowed to get away with slaughtering non-white people, African people in particular, that evil couldn't be contained. And once they got back to Germany, they looked at the Jewish population and said, hey, wait a minute, you ain't quite as white as us. Hey, since we can get away with killing groups of people, you ain't really that white, as a matter of fact. Y'all Semites, let's round you up. You see how the game works? And let me say this. A lot of black people stayed home. They didn't vote. I'm proud of you. I was one of them. And I'm one of the people that promoted the Don't Vote campaign for black people all around the country. And a lot of black folks didn't vote. That was a good thing. Some people are saying, hey, well, Trump won, Tariq. I mean, damn. You told black folks not to vote. Shout out to my brother Colin Kaepernick. He was telling folks not to vote. We had the Don't Vote movement on fleek, as the young people say. See, the thing is, black folks, this is a blessing in disguise. Y'all got to look at it like that, family. This is a blessing in disguise. So don't, what the hell are y'all afraid? What are black people afraid of Trump for? We've been getting, more black people have been slaughtered and executed in racialized killings in the last 4 years than the entire damn near Jim Crow era, especially the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s. So we're already going through it. I don't know what black people are afraid of. We're going through it under the Democrats. And I keep hearing black folks say, well, it's going to get worse. How? How is it going to get worse? When they start rounding us up, hell, just start shooting. I told y'all that. If we ever start getting rounded up as a group, shoot your way to freedom. That's all you do. Do not go to the second crime scene. I'm going to say that again. When people start trying to round black folks up for any reason, because every time they round us up, it never works out. Don't ever, 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 ever go to the other crime scene. They say that about all kidnap victims. If you are ever about to get kidnapped, do whatever you do to not go to the second crime scene, because you always go to the second crime scene to get killed. The second crime scene is always for murder. So do whatever you do not to go to the second crime scene. And I'm saying that to black folks collectively. I'm saying that now, loud and clear. This is not nothing that the FBI needs to come to my house for. Again, I'm just saying, if there's a crime against humanity, a war crime, and people are about to eliminate us for any reason, I'm saying every black person should get to shooting, weaponizing everything you have. This obedient massacre bullshit, nah. And black folks got to get off that. The creator didn't put you on the planet so you can be obediently slaughtered. That's why these white supremacists are so empowered. So black folks, stop being scared. Exercise your Second Amendment rights. If they say you got constitutional rights, exercise them. Exercise your constitutional rights. Exercise your Second Amendment. Exercise your human rights. But I'm going to give black folks 7 things on what black people can do now that there's a Trump presidency. And this has a lot to do with the way you think as well. Now, number one, black folks, don't spend no more time trying to convince any white people that you're experiencing racism. We need to stop that. It's too late in the day for that. We've done that too long. Trying to explain to people how we're experiencing racism. Hey, look how bad we got it. My life matters. We're walking around in the streets, marching and singing and begging for justice. We got to cut that out. That hasn't worked. They know that we are experiencing racism. They're the ones inflicting it on us. They know. We're not telling them anything they don't know, family. So we got to stop being afraid of doing for ourselves. Let me get a call real quick. Let me see, because I really want to talk to the family. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq?
Hey, man, what's going on with you?
I'm doing good. This is Akil. I go to Central State University.
Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling because, did you hear your boy Stephen A?
No, what did he say? A lot of people were telling me about him. I don't even listen to his cooning no more because I just, you know, all of the cooning just, it's like, it's all going to sound the same. So I don't even listen to it. But what did he say this time?
Yeah, he was talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, how dare you not go vote? Shame on you. Mm. I'm like, what?
Lord.
What are you talking about? Straight coon.
Yeah, but that's what we expect of him. And we'll probably nominate him for the Coon Train Award again next year for that. So, you know, and yeah. That's the thing. Don't trip on these coons. I saw a video yesterday at a Trump rally. It was some white folks dancing, and they had some hood rat out there dancing with him. She had green hair. I'm like, good Lord, man. Where the fuck do they find these coons, man? I mean,
no.
All right, man, but thank you for the call, brother.
All right, no problem.
Yes, indeed. All right, let me see if I can get one more call now that the phone lines seem to be working. What's up, who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is Reg from Alabama, man.
Reg,
how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing, fam?
Man, hey, you trying to stay on cold down here, brother.
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind?
Bruh, man, you hit it the nail on the coffin, man. But my question is this. Since the election, have the black folks learned about not whoring out their vote?
I hope so. That's the thing that I hope. I hope so, because what we did for all of us not going out there voting, this was very strategic. And it it's very strategic. I'm saying this is a blessing in disguise. Black folks shouldn't be sad because now the Democrats are going to have to step their game up if they want to get our vote. This is monumental in many, many ways. And I'm proud of a lot of black folks for not being afraid to stay home and say, hey, fuck all that tradition bullshit. Let me stay home because this ain't working for me. So now it's time to strategize. So I'm proud of a lot of black folks, man. But thank you for the call.
Yes,
I'm going to get into that. Thank you, brother.
No doubt, bro.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But I want to talk about some other things that black folks have to do. Number two, we have to get on code. See, the white supremacists, they got on code. With this whole Trump thing, these white supremacists were majorly on code. They didn't do a whole bunch of screaming and hollering, yelling. And that's the strength of the white supremacists. They know how to quickly and easily get on the same code. One white person on one side of the country can say something and millions of other white supremacists can pick up on it and get on the same page. I mean, literally overnight. Black folks want to sit up and argue. If you say, hey man, this is what we need to do, niggas like to argue for attention, all that stupid shit. And that kills us. The desire to be the nigga who's seen. We always want to be the nigga in the center of attention. That childish bullshit that we got to grow out of collectively. That's why there's niggas dancing in front of the Trump polls around the country with Trump signs. There's Negroes out there literally dancing. They don't mind if we go back into a plantation system where we have to pick cotton. You got niggas locked and loaded and ready to do that at any given time. When the white supremacists say, hey, we're going to put y'all niggas back on plantations, these niggas be right there ready to go. What types of biscuits would you want, massa? So we got to get on code. We got to learn how to easily get on code and stop acting dumb. And a lot of times niggas act dumb for attention. If we say, hey, this is what we need to do. We need to stack our money up so that we can empower ourselves economically, so we can get a military strategy going. Then niggas want to get out here. Well, what we going to do? How we going to do all that? Well, who got the money? You know, niggas want... You got dudes who want to act dumb, and then you got to slow the game. That has to go. We got to get around people who want to be on code. The minute cats don't want to be on code, we got to get them out the mix. Just like the white supremacists. See, when you had white people going to these Trump rallies who were like, I'm a Republican against Trump, they get their ass whooped. They got them the fuck out of there. Oh, no, you're getting out of here. You got to be on code in this spot. We got a white supremacist code going in here. Anybody who said, hey, you know, I like, you know, I'm a Republican, but I don't like Trump grabbing pussy. No, get out of here. Even Trump would throw people out. The minute somebody was like, hey, I don't know about this policy, get out of here. And whoop his ass on the way out. So the thing is, they knew how to stay on code. We got to know how to stay on code, family. And the third thing, family, we got to understand this. Black folks, if you don't understand anything, we don't have no friends collectively. We might have friends individually, and that's fine. I have friends individually from different creeds and cultures and everything like that, family. But you don't have any friends collectively. See, people keep talking that black Latino shit. They've been talking that forever. We talked about how we got to stop doing that in the Hidden Colors films. That whole black and Latino thing. Do you know that 33% of the Latino vote voted for Trump? I mean, the males. I got to look at the stats again. But there was a high number of Latinos voting for Trump. That's a lot of damn voters. See, black folks, don't let people keep running this con game on you, making it seem like there's some kind of camaraderie that they have with you. They run that whole horse and pony show in front of us to trick us and to make us think that we have some kind of allegiance with them, and we do not. That needs to stop. We need to stop letting people run these con games on us. We just have no friends, family. That's just what it is. We don't have no friends. At the end of the day, all these other groups are going to look out for their self-interest. Most of these quote-unquote Latinos, they identify with white. Don't let them run this con game. Latino is not a race. They'll sit up and play dumb. We got a story about that on melanoidnation.org about how all these different races will deny whiteness when it's convenient. That's a con game. These people are in the game for survival, and conning us, that's part of the game. They sit up and lie to us with a straight face. These people will go and identify with white and then get around us. Hey, ¿qué pasa, amigo? I'm a minority like you, bro. You dig? So I'm looking at the chat room. Shout out to Jazzy Noop, eh? Jazzy Noop. He said 33% Latino men and 26% Latino women. So that's like, that's over 50% of the Latino voters. 50% of the Latino voters voted for Trump. Stop going for, don't ever, black folks, that's part of the code. Don't ever, from this day on, use the term black and Latino. If a politician does it, you stop them. You check anybody who uses that term. There is no black and Latino. There's only black folks out here. It's us. It's only us. We can't be caping for all these other groups. Now, the fourth thing, family, speaking of con games, don't let these white supremacists run this all Trump supporters aren't racist game. Because what they're doing now, I've seen a lot of interviews today of these Trump supporters trying to walk back their racist platform now. Oh, they're splaining away now. Oh, well, look, all of us, you know, we're all inclusive. You know, we just want change, and we just want to get away from big government. They're using all those Alex Jones terms. Blah, 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 the big government, blah, 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 the Illuminati, blah, 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 the elitists, blah, 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 the establishment, and the Bilderbergers. Blah, 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 blah. No, get the fuck out of here. They're using all of those bullshit Alex Jones code words. They ran strictly on a white supremacist platform, black folks. Don't ever let that fact escape you at all. Don't let them con you. They're going to lie about it. They're trying to walk it back. They're trying to act like they're not racist. Everybody who voted for Trump, you suspect them of being a white supremacist because he ran on a white supremacist platform. He openly invited white supremacist groups to support him. He used code words. He openly courted them. He had several neo-Nazi groups, all types of white supremacist organizations supporting him, rallying for him. He didn't denounce them. He reluctantly, with his arm twisted, denounced David Duke. But all of the other dozens upon dozens of open white supremacist organizations that were out there rallying for him, he didn't denounce them. He did not denounce them. These Klan groups, neo-Nazi groups, were campaigning for him to the end. And he didn't denounce them. Y'all remember when Obama was running? They made Obama denounce Farrakhan. They made Obama denounce Reverend Wright. They didn't do that to Trump. I mean, at these Trump rallies, they were out there calling niggas, niggas, go back to Africa, monkey. They were calling black folks all types of racial epithets. So don't let them walk their racism back now. I have one answer. See, because, you know, you're going to get hit up by a lot of trolls. I have one universal answer to the white supremacist trolls and the white supremacist splainers who try to splain away their white supremacy. One simple answer, because I'm not getting into the time-wasting tactic that they try to get us into. Because them having us argue with them back and forth, that's another white supremacist strategy. That's a time-wasting strategy. They love wasting your time talking in circles. What you do, simply say, well, I don't believe you, but thank you. And just keep it pushing. Oh, no, 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 we're not racist. No, we're not racist at all. No, no, we Omarosa was on stage, and we, that means that we're not racist. We're all inclusive. I don't believe you, but thank you. That's all you got to say. Just let them do their whole spiel about the Democrats. Well, the Democrats started the Klan, and you keep voting for the Democrats and the liberals, and Well, ma'am, I don't believe you, but thank you. It's that simple. I don't believe you. Now, on Twitter, I hit them up with these nuts, because I get a lot of the white supremacists trolling me. So I troll them back, but I keep it real simple. I don't believe you, but thank you. Because their job is to con you. We got to stop letting them con us, family. Now, the next thing we got to do, family, number five, black folks, we're going to have to build international alliances. Because the international community was looking at the race last night, and some of the foreign stocks were dropping like crazy. When Trump was winning, the Chinese stocks were dropping, the foreign stocks, people were pulling money out of the United States stock market. I mean, the stocks were going crazy because of instability. The international community, they were sending like telegrams and letters to the United States and messages to the United States like, hey, what the fuck is going on over there? People are looking at the United States crazy right now. That's what I said. That's why I said that Trump couldn't win, because I'm like, do they know what kind of strain that's going to put on international relations? But again, Trump went around the powers that be, got in office, and now the international community is looking real sideways. That's why Trump, you know, he's trying to tone down his racist bullshit now. And that's another thing. Y'all don't believe that too. Trump is going, I wouldn't be surprised if his ass came out on stage doing the Millie Rock. Because now he's going to try to do some splaining. And Trump has a history of saying he's going to do shit for black folks and then not do it. Back in the late 90s, he was supposed to give black folks some jobs on one of his riverboats casinos, and then he didn't do it, and black folks had to sue him. So, you know, he's a lifelong white supremacist. So I don't trust anything he says. But you got to understand. Somebody in the chat room said countries like India supported Trump. Yeah, they did. A lot of wannabe white supremacists out there. Somebody in the chat room said they're protesting in Chicago right now. People are in the damn streets. Are y'all serious? Are they in the streets in Chicago right now? Let me look at my Twitter feed real quick. I mean, the shit is going down, man. This shit is going down. Hold on, what's up? Who's calling?
Tyreek.
Hey.
Hey, this is Josh calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's everything in Ohio right now, brother?
Man, it's wonderful. You know what? No, let me stop. Yeah. No, it's not.
Uh-oh.
It's not. I'm at work right now, but I'm kind of excited because it took me a minute to get through. Congratulations on your son.
Thank you so much, brother.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I went to two of your lectures out here in Cincinnati, and I drove up here to Cleveland. And one thing I must say is that the trial for Ray Tinson, the race soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually might let him off. I'm not too sure, but they might let him off.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. Just because of the system we live in. But, yeah, I think they're going to let him go.
Yeah, yeah. It's a website called Uncle Sam's Misguided Children.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yep.
Okay. One question.
Okay, bro. I had to let the brother go. He's drawn. Because I don't want to lose my thoughts, and my man is kind of dragging ass. So I'm sorry I had to hang up, brother, but it was taking too long to kind of get to the point, brother. Because I'm on a roll here. I want to stay on a roll. You know, I was hoping I would get a real quick call. It's like, hello, here we go, bam. All right, but let me just chop it up, though. But like I was saying, man, we need to start building international alliances because, and they are protesting in Chicago. Thanks for telling me that in the chat room. I just looked it up on Twitter. There's a lot of, these are white people, by the way. These are white people out here in the streets. There's a pushback nationwide. This shit is crazy. Black folks, y'all chill, though. Y'all don't do shit. Black folks, chill. Just chill. Arm yourself, by the way, but chill. But right now, this is the perfect time for black people to build international alliances, to go around the world getting relationships with people in the international community because they know what's going on. They see what's happening. They see that these white supremacists are running the show. Obama was just the ruse. See, they put Obama in so that Obama could smooth out international relations. So now that they put an open white supremacist up in office, now people are looking like, okay, damn, America was popping. So we use that to our advantage. We use that to go around the world in the international community and build relationships so that we can open up trade lines, so we can open up situations where we can get land here or land there if shit gets out of hand. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is why every black person, you need to get your passport. Get your passport first thing tomorrow. Go down to the post office. Every black person needs to get your passport just in case the bullshit goes down. But just for the fact that you need to go out here and just get international. We need to be reaching out internationally to different nations and building alliances. And like I said, number six, you got to arm yourself and protect your families. This whole obedient victim shit, that's not going to work. You got these emboldened white supremacists out here. They're very bold right now, which is good. We don't need no more secret white supremacists. They're not talking in code no more. They're letting us know exactly how they feel. That's good. Now I know who to protect myself around. I went to the gym today and everybody looks like a Trump supporter. When I see like elderly white people now, I'm like, okay, this person looks like they might be a Trump supporter. So it gets you extra on alert, which is good. We need to be on alert. We don't need to let our guards down around these people, man.
We got a gang of white supremacists out here. We need to get an idea of who they are so that we know how to move and operate around them. This is a joyous time because now it's going to wake a lot of black folks up. I'm glad black folks are waking up. And number seven, man, this is the perfect time to build a global and a local economy, man. We need to stack our money up. We need to start circulating our paper, stop giving our money to these suspected white supremacists. All of these companies that supported Trump, we need to pull out of them, find out who these CEOs are so we don't give them another dime of our business. And we got to be in protection mode. All that gangbanging shit, like in Chicago, where they executed a brother in broad daylight the other day in this racist neighborhood. And niggas didn't do anything about it, but cats are gangbanging on each other. Nah, that gangbang shit has to stop. This shooting, nah, that has to stop today. That shit stops tonight. It's time to circle wagons. These white supremacists are running amok on niggas and cats are getting rah-rah with each other. That has to stop. And the thing is, family, we got to understand this. A lot of white people out here in the streets right now and all these other groups, because now these white supremacists are going to start targeting not just blacks, because they're already targeting us, but now it's going to be white women. You're going to get a bunch of Brock Turners out here, meaning these white supremacists who can rape white women and get off scot-free. You're going to have more of that. Because when you give psychopaths impunity, they get psycho with everybody. So now there's going to be attacks on gays, Mexicans, Asians, Muslims, Jews, all these other groups. That's why people out here in the streets right now. And let me tell y'all something, all the politicians out here, and I want these politicians to understand this. This is why the Democrats lost. This was a loss for not just Hillary, but for the Democrats as a whole. Let me break this down why y'all lost. Because the thing is, let's be very clear. Black people could have helped Hillary win. Black people could have helped Hillary win that election. But we didn't want to. We chilled. We could have helped Hillary win. Or any other Democrat. We could have got out there just like we got out there for Obama in 08 and 2012. We could have got Hillary in there, but nah. Because Hillary wanted to play that old Democratic game and they wanted to be on the fence and use these old tactics that's just not working for us no more. So, Democrats, in the next election, you're going to have to understand this. The benign neglect policy, that benign neglect shit that y'all been having ever since the Nixon era, that's going to have to stop. That no longer works. This whole thing where black folks are going to do for you, but you do nothing for blacks. You don't even acknowledge blacks. You include us in all these other groups like minority, people of color, inner city, urban. You use all these bullshit terms. That's not going to work no more. That's not going to work no more for us. The benign neglect policy, it was killed last night. So that's not going to work. It worked for the last 40 years. Black folks showed you the benign neglect policy where you're just going to not acknowledge us but want you to come out and support. That's not going to happen no more. And if you run again, I'm going to make sure, if I'm here, that black folks do not vote again. I'm going to go out and campaign and make sure we're not going to vote under a benign neglect policy anymore. Now, the other reason why the Democrats lost, y'all got to understand that whole going to the church and dancing, that's not working no more. You got to understand just going to a church ain't good enough because black youths, because that's what y'all really needed. You needed the black youth vote, young black people getting out there voting so they can mobilize other black youths. And y'all thought going to the church would be enough for the black youths to get on board because, you know, we respect the elders and all that. And that has worked before because if you go to a black church, we respect the elders. We'll do what the elders tell us. But now there are too many coon elders in black society. way too many coon elders, and too many young people know that there are coon elders out here, especially in all of these black churches. So there is no type of camaraderie with the youth and the coon elders in the church. So that's why that whole church thing was ineffective this time. That ain't working no more. Going up singing some Negro spirituals, that's not going to work for the young black voters no more, family, because young black voters are out here, young black people in general, are out here getting slaughtered by these race soldiers. So we need real, tangible measures. And another thing, that dancing bullshit that y'all do. The Democrats think they can just come out there and do the latest Negro dance. Now, that works on young little goofy up-and-coming coons, but that's not going to be enough to mobilize an intelligent crowd in society of black folks. And understand this. The Democrats just didn't respect black society. They treated black folks like they were stupid. And that's a big problem that a lot of people make. A lot of people bring their stereotypes to the game and they come to black folks as if we're dumb. Black people are getting more intelligent, especially the young black folks. And you're going to have to talk to black people with a certain level of intelligence. That's just how it is. Coming around black folks doing the latest Negro dance, that, no, stop it. And coming around black folks just because you hopped on stage with Jay-Z and Beyonce, no, you're coming at black folks like we're dumb. And that's very insulting. This is why, man, I do the Hidden Colors series. Because, see, people got this thing in the dominant society. Whenever white people get these schools for blacks, it's always the white teacher in there dancing and rapping. Hey, I'm a dancing teacher. I'm going to teach them their ABCs. I'm going to reach them on their level and teach them the ABCs by doing the Millie Rock. And then, you don't have to do that. We prove with the Hidden Colors series, you can just sit down with black folks, talk like you have sense, and we'll get it. So, Democrats, you're going to have to respect the intelligence of the black audience. You're going to simply have to respect the intelligence of the black audience, especially the black voter. Because black people are awakened. Now, the other reason why the Democrats lost was really because Obama. Obama, man, let's be real. Even on a subconscious level, we see that Obama was kind of condescending to black people. I do not like, and a lot of other black folks don't like, how Obama came out with this whole black people need to help protect my legacy. That was some real insulting shit to me and other black people. Didn't like it. It was condescending. It was like, wait a minute. Obama has ignored black folks for 8 damn years. We've been crying, scratching, begging, pleading Obama to help us to not get slaughtered out here in these damn streets. Obama called black folks thugs for fighting back and signed all types of blue laws to help police. Didn't say anything to help us out. Didn't condemn none of these race soldiers, nothing. And then came out talking about, well, black folks, y'all need to help protect my legacy. Like, what the fuck? Your legacy? Now you want a favor now? And black folks didn't go for it. We didn't go for that bullshit. See, Obama came at us on some gorilla pimping. And Obama, you better understand how pimping works. Gorilla pimping, that's for the short game, the cop and blow. You can only stomp down, smash down on a hoe without giving her something. You can only do that for a short period of time, then she's gonna bounce. And that's how Obama tried to do us. It's like, get out there on the track and work for me. Well, you didn't do nothing for me. I ain't supposed to. I'm the president of all America. So get on the track and work for me. Say, no, brother, you got to have some finesse with your pimping. All the old school pimps know if you wanted to keep a hoe long enough, hell, you got to at least do some. You got to at least acknowledge the hoe. You got to take the hoe to get a fur coat. If you want to hold her. Obama didn't know pimping 101. He was gorilla pimping. If you got a hoe, if you're going to pimp, you got to say, hey, hoe, let me You've been a good hoe. Let me get you some fur. Let me get you some jewelry. You've been working, making a lot of money. Let me take you to the movies. Let me take all y'all hoes to Disneyland. At least acknowledge your hoe if you want to keep her. Obama wouldn't acknowledge us. It was just some straight gorilla pimp shit. Like, and I saw these ads on VH1. He was specifically talking to black folks. Yeah, y'all, my legacy. Y'all want my legacy? Go vote, especially the African Americans. And I'm like, is this nigga on the pipe? Is he on the pipe? And all of this symbolic stuff, that's another thing. Y'all kept giving us all of these symbolisms. That ain't gonna work. Black folks want and need tangible things. We're gonna have to have tangible measures. Some resources, land, money. Don't let them fool you with that. We're gonna give you free education. That's bullshit. Don't let them fool you with that. That's a con game. We need specific money for businesses, for black people, not minorities, not people of color, not underprivileged. It's going to have to be specifically for black folks. Just like Claude Anderson says, not these vague, ambiguous terms at all. Not these symbolisms like the African American History Museum. Y'all saw that shit? They brought the African American History Museum. They opened that up. Hey, there we go. You out here getting killed in the streets, but here's a museum. And you know what's interesting about that museum, the African American History Museum? They're showing a movie. They got the first movie that they choose to show at the African American History Museum is that movie called Loving, which was about an interracial couple in the 1950s and 60s who were breaking the law for getting married, and they had to go through this whole thing to get married. So that's the first movie that they're showing at the African American History Museum, an interracial couple movie. And you know what's interesting about that? The lady, Mildred Loving, was a Negro bedwench. Yeah, I said it. I don't give a fuck if anybody's offended by that. I'm saying Mildred Loving was a Negro bedwench. You know why? First of all, the white dude was a damn pedophile. She was underage when he was messing with her. So this white dude, grown white man, was messing with this underage black woman. And what's interesting, Mildred Loving, a lot of folks don't know this. The woman who that movie is about, that woman never acknowledged being black. I want y'all to look this up tonight. Mildred Loving of the Loving movie, that woman, as a matter of fact, went out of her way to deny even being damn black. She said she was Native American. Now, this woman was clearly black. I mean, had black features, black skin tone, you know, them edges, the whole shit. You're clearly a black woman, but she denied the hell out of that. But back then, the white supremacists, they didn't play that game. They didn't play that, well, I'm Indian bullshit when it came to black folks. They didn't play that. They saw her and said, okay, look, a Negro's trying to marry a white man. Let's talk about it. They didn't play that game. They wrote her down as a Negro, but she herself, I want y'all to look at this. This is documented. Mildred Loving, who the movie Loving was about, she never acknowledged being black. She denied being black. As a matter of fact, she was offended with being associated with being black. On her marriage license, she put Indian. Her grandson, I think he recently did an interview. I think his name was Mark Loving. Now, this nigga's black. He's sitting up here with some damn Indian beads around his neck. Yeah, he like, yeah, my grandma didn't like being black. She said she was, my grandma was Indian. So you got a movie of a Negro bedwench who didn't even acknowledge her blackness, and that's the first movie they want to show. Well, like somebody in the room said, well, I see the movie. I'm not about to go see Loving. Hell, if I want to see a Negro bedwench have sexual relations with a white man, I go watch Ghetto Gaggers. But look that up. Mildred Loving. And she did several interviews. I mean, she was adamant about not being classified as black. So she was cooning it up as far as I'm concerned. That's Negro bedwench talk right there. You have sex with white folks and all of a sudden, well, I ain't really black. My mama is Native American. That's Negro bedwench talk. That woman never acknowledged being black. Okay. So I'm not about to hold her up as some kind of civil rights leader or civil rights activist. None of that stuff. That's the white supremacists doing that. And they know that woman's history. They know. That's why they throw bullshit on us. But I digress. That's why everybody needs to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. All right, I'm about to be out here, y'all. We've been doing the show for a long time tonight. More us. We got the Android version coming soon. A lot of folks want that Android version of More Us. Go to More Us, M-O-O-R-U-S, MoreUs.com. Get your More Us account right now. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Go to TariqElite.com. Get all of the fresh gear at TariqElite.com, family. And I'm out of here. I'm going to see you guys and chop up game with you guys on Ustream this Sunday. And y'all have a good one, fam.